Gentlemen, welcome to the No Cash, No Code podcast with your host, Tom Maxwell. I'm not even going to try and match Andre's opening. And today, I'm afraid you've got me on my own as our chairman is otherwise engaged, I assume, spending his Friday evening figuring out how to rouse his bedraggled, relegation-threatened team. But we didn't want to leave our one listener without your weekly fix of everyone's favourite fantasy football league. So I thought I'd give you a quick and dirty run through the runners and riders in game week 14 so that we can keep up our strong weekly pod performance this season. So if I can ask you to cast your mind back 5 days and we were just wrapping up another topsy-turvy week, one with lots of goals but not many points. The dreaded early Saturday morning kickoff between Manchester City and Liverpool produced a draw in a game that didn't quite live up to expectations. And it would be safe to say that Liverpool would have been far happier with the point than the champions. Haaland's goal meant his captainers took a slender advantage over those on Salah, who provided the assist for Trent Alexander-Arnold. Newcastle did what they do at home and thrashed Chelsea with Lascelles' goal and Gordon's late goal and assist, double whammy, the main differentials between many teams in No Cash, No Code. And finally, Arsenal kept the only clean sheet of the 7 games on Saturday, earning themselves a very hard-fought 1-0 win, despite the efforts of the returning Ramsdale, who continues to demonstrate why he is no longer the number one choice in nets. Sunday saw an absolute humdinger between Spurs and Villa, arguably the two most fun teams to watch in the league at the moment. And Watkins rewarded his owners with a goal, but the real story was the hat-trick of offside goals by Hon-Min Sun, breaking the hearts of a chosen few who'd gone for him as their differential captain. And United managed to beat Everton 3-0 with Garnacho's overhead kick, setting a strong benchmark for goal of the season. So that was the week that was. On to our awards. And team of the week was a close run thing. We had only 14 players breaking the 50 barrier and only 3 broke 60. So really, we're whittling it down to them. Third place was Dylan. 60 pointer for him. Dylan on a very good run at the moment, screaming his way up the league table and continuing to challenge. 3 green arrows in a row into the top 100k for the first time since game week 2. Then we had 2 players above him, Nevin and Hugo. Nevin, top point scorer in the week with 64. He also has been on a bit of a tear up recently. Someone who I predicted to come pretty high in the league this season, but had a pretty miserable start. Only broke into the top million for the first time last week and was the top point scorer again this week with 64, which takes him up towards 500,000 in the world. So he is well and truly on his way into contention. But I'm going to give Manager of the Week award to Hugo Gordon-Lennox, a man who we have talked an awful lot about this season. And that is because despite the fact that Nevin had the most points, my view of Manager of the Week has become increasingly that you need to be nigh on perfect to win this award. And Nevin's transfer for the week was to remove Pau of Aston Villa, who ended up with 8 points for the week and replaced him with Mitchell of Crystal Palace, who only got 1 point. So minus 7 for his transfers. Even though he's the top point scorer, I've decided to go for HGL, the godfather of this podcast, if you like. 61 points. Not tremendously exciting transfers, but he got his captain right. He was one of only 2 managers who captained Saka this week, whose 8 points beat both Haaland and Salah, who were the mainly most chosen captain. And Hugo, who, as mentioned in last week's pod, has the most differentialed team in No Cash, No Code. Saw 9 points from his goalkeeper. God, what any of us would give for a clean sheet from any goalkeeper we own. Those with Areola, I suspect, would give anything for a 9-pointer from their keeper. Anana, who has had a pretty miserable week since the Everton game with a calamitous Champions League performance, took 9 points. He also has Zinchenko, who's probably the least owned of the bigger Arsenal defenders, only 5% owned in the world. 9 points for him. He continues to ride the Douglas Luiz wave. Most of us have well and truly missed the boat on that. 7 points for him, and even managed to get some points from the lesser spotted Tielemans, his other Villa midfielder, who came on and set up the winning goal. And so he got 4 points as well. So 61 gives Hugo Gordon-Lennox team of the week. Hugo continues to write his own story, if you like. Predicted to be in the relegation zone by our chairman, Andre Clark. He is currently in fifth place in No Cash, No Code and absolutely flying. Long may that continue. Pick of the week was a bit easier this week, I have to say. Very few highly owned players in double figures. The most high points of any individual player owned in No Cash, No Code was actually João Pedro, who is owned by Jeff Brown. Sadly for Jeff, he is not able to win this award because he has him on his bench. So no points for benched players. Couple of owners of Dalot, who got 12 points, slightly flukily got an assist for what was a pretty average cross, finished off by that spectacular overhead kick that I mentioned earlier from Garnacho. But both Jeff and Tom Everett both own him, both of whom had good weeks this week. I see Tom Everett getting back into the points after a pretty miserable few weeks. But the only individual player owned in No Cash, No Code who did get into double figures is Mohamed Kudos of West Ham United, a player that many have admired at the start of this season and has been talked about, I think, as a potential transfer option, particularly if Antonio is going to be out longer term. He scored 10 points and Colin Dash reaped those rewards. So Colin gets pick of the week. On to the Hurt Award. I mentioned Nevin's transfer fail from Power to Mitchell. That was the biggest points differential, or downward differential, if you like, between a transfer. I mean, Maxwell, or my brother, as I call him, he wildcarded this week, something he's been holding on to for a little while. Never want to spend as much time as he probably should thinking about his wild card. Went for a team that has a couple of differentials in, but I would say is pretty well set for the rest of the season, albeit he does have Alisson in goal. But this was not the week for him. Second lowest points total of the week, 35 points on a wild card, much of which is down to picking Son as captain. Goodness me, that could have been so different. Haaland's 7, Salah's 5, and Gabriel's 6 were his only returns for the week. In fact, Baldock, who got 5 points due to an assist on his, would have been first off his bench, scored more points than anyone else in his team other than those three. So tough times for brother Maxwell. Shout out to Andy Fisk. We talked a lot about him last week and the various woes that he had. He backed that up with a 33-point haul, the lowest score in No Cash, No Code this week. His back four and goalkeeper combined, 5 of them, gave him 5 points. And that is never going to get you very far. But Hurt of the Week award absolutely has to go to Cavi, who actually had a pretty good week. He was one of the 14 who hit the 50-point mark. But goodness me, in a week where points were scarce, to have 22 on your bench, 23, excuse me, is a spectacular effort. Pickford's 1, Gordon's 13, and the lesser spotted Mengi of Luton picking up 9 points in that big Luton win over the weekend. So 23 points on Cavi's bench really, really got to hurt. And I think picking Palmer over Gordon will probably be one that he will regret. So Cavi gets the Hurt of the Week award. And then just for the last couple of minutes, a few additional things to flag. So mentioned that Hugo Gordon-Lennox currently the biggest differential team. Harry, who is having a terrific season and finds himself very much in contention in seventh place. He is only 36 points off top, which is a reflection of quite how tight it is at the top of No Cash, No Code. Harry has just taken over the mantle that we've talked about for the last few weeks as to having the most template team in No Cash, No Code. He has Areola, two Arsenal defenders, Gabriel and Saliba, Cash, Salah, Diaby. Ward-Prowse is his most differential pick, 10% owned. Son, Mbeumo, Watkins and Haaland. Almost every one of his players is 35% plus owned. So very much in the differential pack. On the bench, he's got Turner, Archer, Tsimikas and Taylor. So he has taken over the mantle of most templated team. And then I thought we may just take a moment, given that the title race continues to be an extremely tight one. First, second, and third in the league, none of them hit 50 points this week. Fourth, fifth, and sixth all did. And Dylan and Hugo, as discussed, both hit 60, who are fourth and fifth, respectively. And that really tightened up the gap again at the top. So we've got 37, 38, 39 points between first and ninth. It's got to be the closest No Cash, No Code league we've had in a long, long time. Only 14 points between first and fourth. So absolutely everything to play for at the top of No Cash, No Code. And even if you drop down to the sort of middle of the pack, Kinder in 16th. Sorry, Tom Kane in 16th is only about 60 points off top, where when we're not even at the halfway point of the season. So all to play for. Just looking at the top of the league, 10th place at the moment, Elijah is having a very interesting season. He's the one that's probably had the biggest ups and downs, I would say, of the top 10. Couple of absolutely thumping weeks in the middle of the season, including coming 255,000th in the world in game week eight. He's been in the top million since that game week, but has sort of yo-yoed between 250 and 850,000. He finds himself in 10th, having an absolutely cracking season. Ninth, we've got Ned. Another No Cash, No Code newbie, absolutely ripping up the form book and having a storming season. And despite only ever having finished twice in the top 1 million in fantasy football over the last 10 years, he has not been outside the top million this season since game week three. Very, very consistent season for him, and absolutely in contention in eighth. In ninth, rather. In eighth place, we have Stephen Hill. Stephen, currently the in-form manager in No Cash, No Code, six greens out of the last eight. He is the top point scorer in No Cash, No Code over the last 5 weeks, and a man who has come outside the top 100K only four times in the past 16 seasons. I think it would be fair to say those of us towards the top are looking well and truly over our shoulder at Stephen, who had a disappointing week last week with a 43-pointer, but is absolutely on his way towards the Champions League spot. In seventh, we have Harry. 46-pointer for him this week would have been a greyish arrow. As I said, the template team in the league. He's gone up from 1.4 million to 250K since game week eight. Andre tipped him to be one of the ones to watch this season, and he's certainly showing signs of challenging. Sixth, Freddie Williams, former champion, the man that everyone wants to beat. Six green arrows out of the last seven has seen him fly from 1.1 million to 200K in the world. Absolutely on the charge. He's also alongside Elijah, one of only two in the top 10, who still has not used his wild card. And his team looks pretty well set, albeit Eze's injury. The week he brings him in will have been disappointing. Fifth place, Hugo Gordon-Lennox. What a season. An absolutely extraordinary season from the Podfather, Mr. Differential, a team only worth 100.6 million, which is more than 3 million less than the top three's teams are, but has consistently risen up through the ranks since game week three and now in his highest position of the season in 150K. Then you've got Dylan in fourth. Three green arrows in a row, rising from 600k to 72k in absolutely tremendous form at the moment. And it should be mentioned that Dylan, at the back end of last week, also picked up the Manager of the Month award, just pipping Nevin to that title with his 60-pointer. So congratulations to Dylan. I'm sure we will talk about that more with Andre and hopefully get Dylan on the pod, albeit the curse of the pod might mean that he would prefer not to do that. Third place, Michael Brown, another no cash, no code newbie. We've had his brother of this parish for many years and of this podcast for many years as well. Invited his brother and is being thoroughly shown up, albeit that Jeff is having a very solid season himself. Mike in third place at the moment, 48 points this week would have been a grey arrow, as discussed. Bench points, the problem for him, 7 for Douglas Luiz, 8 for Powell on the bench, 18 in total, 17 in total would have been a sore one, but he continues to have an excellent season. And Damien finally, who is in second place, the person who I am very much looking over my shoulder at, only 12 points behind top now. Disappointing week for Damien, 41 points this week, which will have been back-to-back red arrows for him, but he remains in the top 100K in the world as he's been for the last 6 weeks, piling on the pressure, I think it would be fair to say, and any man who's come in the top 1,000 in the world, as he did three seasons ago, is a man that needs to be kept a very close eye on. So no doubt we will see further good weeks from Damien. So that is where we stand at the top of the league at the moment. As I say, super tight. And Andre and I maybe will spend a bit of time on the next couple of pods looking further down the league. And we might just pick out the mid-table for next week's pod. Anyway, hopefully that has given you a quick fix. I am sorry you haven't had Andre Clark's dulcet tones to join me today, but we wanted to get something out to you before the weekend. Hope all of you, and by all of you, I mean all one of you who listens, have a fabulous weekend. Best of luck. It's the start of an extraordinarily busy run of games up to Christmas with a midweek slate next week as well. So I suspect our next podcast might be after the next two game weeks. But wishing you all the best of luck for the weekend and hope to have Andre back with me on the next pod. Have a good one. Bye.